This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joe Biden is in trouble. The Democrats are in trouble. And I'm going to explain it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I know why leftists cheat in elections. Democrats cheat in elections. It's very simple. They can't win otherwise. 844-551-8255. In evaluating leftism, the only thing you can do is shake your head. It is like getting into the mind of a demented clown, a killer clown, because you can't figure them out. They can't even figure themselves out. Joe Biden makes a train wreck look like a walk in the park. Let's stop using the metaphor of train wreck. And just when something goes bad, I mean horribly bad, just say it's been Bidened. After the tornado hit the trailer park, the place looked like it had been Bidened. It was that bad. Glad you guys are here. I definitely like to beat up on these leftists when we see it in their lunacy in such glaring fashion. I tell people, look, You could wait decades. You could wait, more than years. You could wait decades. You could wait centuries for what we have right now, right in our beautiful little hands. It's like a jewel, my precious. You have a guy that puts on display leftism like no other. I thought Barack Obama, baby black Jesus, gave us opportunity, and he did, and we took advantage of it in 2010. Can you not wait for 2022, baby? Wow. The Democrats have been Bidened. In case you weren't aware, college football fans, yet again, another week, continued their F Joe Biden chants all over the country. F Joe Biden! F Joe Biden. It is not going to stop. And I'm going to tell you, I wish I was rich enough that I could finance them to do it. I would have a group of them. I'd say, here are your tickets. And I'd put them in different strategic areas of the stadium where the cameras could be heard. And I would have them spread the word. If you want to make a few bucks while you're at the game, contact Kevin Soros, and I would pay for these guys to do it, and I would have the entire stadium doing this at some point. I don't know who started this. I don't. Do you know? Anybody know the origins? I mean, you guys are young enough. You might have friends that are doing it, right? I don't know. But here's what I do know. It's legit. If I were a kid right now coming up in America, under the Gestapo of Joe Biden and Joey Demento, Team Demento, I would be chanting F Joe Biden too. Why are they striking back? And why is it against Biden specifically? This is what the Democrats are going, well, let's hope that we can keep it isolated, that the cancer is only going to be Biden. But what are they mad about? I think they're mad about their loss of freedom. Do you remember your high school and college days? Can you imagine if you had been locked down into your school, forced to take a vaccine that you didn't want? I mean, I wouldn't have done it. I would have left my college. If SMU had said, Kevin, you got to take a vaccine, you know, to prevent whatever, I would have said, I'm out of here. Where do I get my scholarship money back? I'll transfer to JUCO. I'll transfer anywhere. I won't even transfer. It wouldn't matter. I would have figured it out, but I would not have gotten my education there. But that's just the beginning. There's bigger things. No graduations. In 2020, no graduations. High school, otherwise. It's like a year of America just, boop, just disappeared into the ether. Can you imagine being in college? You're not going. We had mixers all the time. My schedule was around mixers. Well, we can get over to Joe, you know, to the Phi Beta Kappa mixer, and then we can go over to this mixer, and then we can go have some drinks over there. I mean, it was about mixers. Mingling. How many people got married in college? Maybe some of you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com right now. You met your wife, your husband, in college, at a mixer, at some event. Can't go to events. No physical contact. We must socially distance. I think you mean physically distance. Socially distance means I don't like you. I'm going to stay away from you. You socially are repugnant to me. It's physical distancing, but they call it social distancing of 6 feet. It's physical distancing of 6 feet. What did these kids miss? The bar scene? They missed doing college plays together. You know what these kids are doing right now? They're saying, we get a chance to be outdoors, cheer for our team, have the full college experience, and we're going to do it. I want you to understand, the freshmen, whoever came in freshman year in college in 2020, didn't even get to have it. They didn't even know what college was about. It was on such a lockdown. So, yeah, I think they're striking back. But I don't think they're the only ones striking back. I did an interview with a guy. We taped it. His name is Jeremy Murphy. He wrote a book, F Off Chloe. And it's a book about his life as an advertising executive, a PR guy. Working for CBS as a spokesperson. He's a gay man in New York, a Democrat, a Biden voter. And he's done. He's burning bridges. He's throwing grenades. He says, Kevin, scorched earth doesn't even begin to describe what I'm doing. He goes, I don't care anymore. And he wrote this book, F Off Chloe. Because Chloe was the millennial who thinks that she knows everything. She's smarter than everybody around her. Why didn't she get a raise after a week? Why isn't she running the company after, 3 months? And he's going, what happened to common sense? It's bigger than just the industry, as you'll learn in the interview. It's bigger than that. It's about this whole thing that he's beginning to witness as a gay man. But he's still learning and evolving. And I will tell you right now, we didn't always agree. We didn't think alike. But we left as friends. And he's now at a point. I could tell you, there would be a time when a guy like Jeremy Murphy would have been like, I can't associate with that heterosexual black Trump supporter. But you're going to find out we're buddies. So we're definitely going to get to that here. Not this. We're going to do it as a best of show because it's a great interview. Anyway, things are changing, folks. Leftists are waking up, and guys like Jeremy and many others are recognizing what's happening here. And we're going to explain it. I'm going to mansplain it here in a bit.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The cake is starting to hit the fan, or the crap is hitting the fan, whichever you prefer, for the Biden administration. And it's not good. Joe Biden is a liability to the Democrats. He's certainly a liability to the nation. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. The only thing you got to ask yourself is, how do you keep this information circulating? Why is it so important that you listen to what I'm saying? You go do your research on your own. Maybe you listen to other radio shows, TV, conservative stuff, and then you go and push that out there. You keep that narrative going. I'm certainly going to do my part. I'm not going to let people forget that Joe Biden left Americans behind and in, took your taxpaying dollars, and started ransoming hostages out of Afghanistan because he screwed a pooch the first time. I'm not going to let him forget that $83 billion of equipment were left over there that should have been destroyed. I'm not going to let him forget that Joe Biden dropped two bombs from drones that killed innocent people. Because any of these things that if Trump would have done it, they'd be screaming bloody murder, as they would be have a right to do. If Donald Trump did those things, we could join collectively with the left and say he was wrong. They're not going to do that with Biden, though. They don't want to do that with Biden. But we're going to remind them of it. We're going to remind them of this anemic economy that has $6 trillion fake dollars pumped into it, backed by nothing, no productivity, nothing, built on a ruse that he should be sending the bill to China for this $6 trillion of aid surrounding Wu Flu. We talked about it yesterday. I'm not going to belabor it today. But we should be talking about it continually. And all the other stuff that's going on with this absolute asinine idea that the unvaccinated are the bad guys and the vaccinated are the good guys. You get vaccinated, have your fun. Get out of my life. And the more that you are stoic in your defiance, the better. The government needs to know they're not going to intimidate you. So we can talk about that. We talked about consumer confidence earlier in the broadcast. Are you confident? Let me tell you this. This will be the worst holiday retail season in 5 years. Coming up. This one. Joe Biden's. Just like consumer confidence has gone back to the time of Obama, the time of the so-called, not a depression, but a recession. Whatever the time that the throwback time back to worse days, you're going to see it, and you're going to see it worse than Obama under this idiot, Joey Demento. People are concerned. Democrats are concerned. We probably should call them Democrats. Rick said this in 2009. He's a Democrat. Barack Obama came into office with a filibuster-proof Senate supermajority, 255 Democrats in the House to 179 Republicans. Obama ended up frittering away his time those first 2 years trying to pass Obamacare, an ill-advised move that ended up quickly costing him his majority. I just want to give you a little walk down memory lane. This was a guy the Democrats thought could walk on water. Young, good, this is their description, okay? Young, good-looking Negro with no Negro dialect, Harvard-educated, associate professor, but they called him a professor, the smartest man in the history of the White House. Brought sexy back is what one person, Michael Eric Dyson, said of it. Brought sexy to the White House. This is what that guy did. And what Democrats would describe as the hunkiest of the hunks, Barack Obama managed to do so badly, that he flipped the House and the Senate into the Republicans' waiting arms. What do you think this clown can do? This 79-year-old fool with dementia. What do you think he's going to be able to do? You think he's going to keep the wheels on the wagon? There is nothing that they can do except cheat. That's it. And how many elections can they cheat in? How much data can they manipulate? Can they manipulate all the races? Look, we know they're going to try to preserve Mark Kelly, who got cheated into the Senate in Arizona. We know they're going to do that. But they can't, I'm just telling you, they cannot keep the lid on all of this. The guy goes on, Rick says, for Joe Biden and the Democrats in 2021, there is no margin for error. A 50-50 Senate and a margin of just 3 House seats has required a nearly unprecedented level of partisan cohesion. To get anything passed in Congress with a united Republican Party in opposition means that virtual unanimity of opinion is necessary to achieve the party's lofty and ruinously expensive goals. He's talking about the Democrats. And then he goes on to talk about what I just said. Perhaps a more energetic president would have made a difference. Perhaps a smarter president would have been able to pass something from the party's wish list. Alas, for the Democrats, Joe Biden isn't energetic or smart. As a result, his presidency is failing. This is from a Democrat. This isn't me. Those are his words. He goes on, it's beginning to dawn on Democrats in Congress that Joe Biden is not the sort of leader who can wrangle a $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill through both chambers. The race is on to see whether Biden obliterates first his country or his party. I think it's both. I think the Democrats are going to have a very difficult time recovering. And if the Republicans had any smarts to them and were using outside counsel, you know what they'd be doing? They'd be hammering the Democrats for putting in an old white fool, passing over all these other qualified candidates. Oh, but Kevin, he elected a black sister girl as his vice president. Easily playable. Go after for the women's movement. Oh, and then he puts in a person who sleeps her way to the top. And, you know, why not? The point is, there's a way to get these folks with every single turn. And I don't see anything except,
well, let's just make sure that we understand there was no cheating going on. And we all want to agree there was no cheating. That's McConnell and team.
Turncoats. Anyway, Biden's he's a liability to the Democrats. Great for us. Guy says, one of them's going to take a hit, either the country or his party. If the country takes a hit, the party takes a hit too. If his party takes a hit, the country will be the better for it. He says, this is the perfect time for Democrats in the heartland to take back control of their party from the fringe coastal commies who have it now. The Republicans can't survive if one of the two major political parties has gone off an ideological cliff. I don't know. I can debate that with him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional Democrats and the White House have agreed on a framework to pay for the $3.5 trillion social spending bill. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer making the announcement during a briefing with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. A former Border Patrol chief is warning that the surge in illegal immigration is opening the door to terrorists. The letter from Rodney Scott says border security recommendations from experienced career professionals are being ignored. This as White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki updates us on the number of illegal immigrant Haitians who have been deported.
1,401 Haitian nationals have been returned to Haiti. 3,206 Haitian nationals have been moved from the Del Rio camp to CBP custody or to other sectors of the United States border to either be expelled via Title 42 if possible or placed into removal proceedings.
USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says extending the federal debt limit is not about future spending, the California Democrat calling it a tradition that usually receives bipartisan support.
It's quite appalling because when Republican presidents were there, we always had bipartisan support for that. We sent that bill over to the Senate. Depending on what happens there, we will keep government open by September 30th, which is our date.
Republicans are refusing to extend the debt limit, saying Democrats can do it on their own. Tropical Storm Sam is the latest named storm in the tropics, the National Hurricane Center saying it's the 18th named storm so far. Sam is expected to become a hurricane tomorrow and be near major hurricane status this weekend. The storm is too far out in the Atlantic to know what impact might be for Florida. Sam currently sits about 1,600 miles from the northern Leeward Islands in the Atlantic. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tell me one thing that you trust more than President Biden.
Gas station sushi, CNN, Somalian cruise line, prostate exam from Captain Hook, a styrofoam gas can, Nigerian prince inheritance email, Helen Keller flying a plane, a mechanic who tells me my blinker fluid is low, Flint, Michigan tap water, the ingredients of a hot dog, a suspiciously large wooden horse, breast milk from Bruce Jenner, a mixed drink from Bill Cosby, a blood transfusion from Charlie Sheen, Facebook's free speech protection, Elizabeth Warren's Native American DNA, carpooling with John F. Kennedy, going to the theater with Abe Lincoln, Jeffrey Epstein's suicide note, a girl who says, I'm fine, marriage advice from Ross Geller, and a rattlesnake with a pet me sign.
You got anything you want to add to that list? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to right now, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I get a note from my buddy Andy Franco. Andy was my regional manager, as you guys know, when I was a sales kitten. Yeah, a little sexy sales kitten out there selling electronics. And Andy and his team recognized the sexy nature of Kevin Jackson and said, hey, we can recruit that brother there and sell a lot of product. And that's exactly what happened. But anyways, Andy sends me a note. He says, hey, Kev, sitting here on Poipu Beach on Kauai, practicing that Italian white privilege. Now, he didn't put that part. I put that. But he says, listening to your podcast and that you correctly referenced, Petito is tiny. When I was talking about Gabby Petito. That means a tiny in Italian. Italiano. You would not know that I know this language because I am not the language of the Italianos, you know, from being of African descent. But I'm a blur. I watch a lot of mafia films. What are you looking at me for? That's a spicy meatball. He didn't write all that. I added that. But here's what he wrote. This is the part that got me. He says, you should also know that in Italian, Pelosi means hairy. Just saying, with a smile emoji. Oh, man. Hey, Andy, Liz, I don't know if the girls or your daughters are there, but enjoy, man. Kauai, what a beautiful island. Too bad Hawaii's so lefty, but boy, what a place to visit. All right, let's move on. I mentioned the optics. Well, I've been talking about Biden having bad weeks. And I mentioned the optics of illegal immigration earlier. Over 1 million illegals have been let into this country with no COVID screening or any other screening. But they want to force citizens to get vaccinated. Tens of thousands of Afghans were dispersed across America. No mandatory mass social distancing or vaccinations. So, you know, it's such a disingenuous thing that, as I said before, if I were to go to court and they said, well, you have to be forced to wear a mask, Mr. Jackson, I would go, well, it's funny. Why did they exempt Congress from it? Why are they letting illegals in? I mean, without even getting into the technicalities of it all, boom, you win the whole thing. But sticking on immigration, Biden in his $3.5 trillion budget, he put this immigration stuff in there, and immigration was stripped out. And they referenced the crisis at the Del Rio Bridge. That's one of the crossing points where these, and I saw thousands of illegals waiting to cross into America. Now, I don't know if you saw this, but the Haitians got word that they were shipping them back home, and they left America. Verify this is true, please, but my producers will look it up. But I know I saw this, and maybe even heard it on a newscast. There were Haitians that made it into America, crossed the Rio Grande, found out they were getting transports so they could send them back. They ran back over into Mexico. Can you guys verify that? It is true, right? Okay. So they ran over to Mexico, which proves that if you enforce your laws, if you threaten to deport, then, oh, we're going to get out of here. And then, this is late news because I don't find any of these issues topical necessarily at the moment that they're happening. But I saw a meme. You guys, again, correct me if I'm wrong. And it showed a dude, a vaquero, a dude on a horse running down two Negroes, which I'm presuming were these Haitians, because last time I checked, black folks weren't having to run, you know. But one of my buddies sent me a thing, and it showed black people being run down by the, when they escaped from the plantation. And they equated the two to that. The optics of it didn't look too good. Oh, man. Bad, bad week for Biden and other lefty dementos. Here's another thing that happened. Nancy Pelosi brings in the military into D.C. for a riot that didn't happen. And I believe she was prepping for something that she claimed we were going to. Was there something I missed? I'm curious. Were we supposed to go storm D.C. again? Are they trying to bring more attention to January the 6th? But supposedly they upped the military and stuff, and nothing happened. Nothing happened. I'm just breezing through this stuff because I won't get through it unless I do it this way. So I apologize that I'm not, going through it a little more funny or cleverly, but I'm just trying to get through it. So what do you got? So I got a reference here from my producers about AOC and address. We covered that. She gets in a 30. First they said it was $50,000 a ticket. Now it's $35,000 a ticket. What is it going to be eventually? Is it $35 a ticket? Are they going to water it down to where? No. She didn't get anything special. Anyway, she wore this dress. Tax the rich. And I heard the guy that made the dress owes money in multiple states. So she pulled a Joy Behar stunt, proving what I say and what you've probably heard, that D.C. is nothing but Hollywood for ugly people. I mentioned Gabby Petito earlier when my buddy Andy sending me the note. But I mentioned it the other day, and I told you what was going to happen. Joy Reid called the Gabby Petito story missing white girl syndrome. Did you guys hear that? She called it missing white girl syndrome. It didn't take long. I knew it. I told you. It was one of these things where black folks are, they don't look for a little black girl like that. Don Lemon said that the boyfriend got, quote, white privilege because he wasn't thoroughly questioned by the police. Again, white privilege, white girl, what did you call it, missing white girl syndrome? I got to play this. I have to. My friend, look at that white woman you're with. Yeah, son, I'm with my girl, but yo, for real? That white woman's amazing, isn't she? Tell the truth. He's with his black girlfriend, like, nah, I don't know, but that, she's high level. That's a high level white woman right there. That white woman is, man, oh man, oh man.
Black women get mad at that, but that is top shelf white woman right there. You know how you can tell how pretty a white woman is? The value, you look at her and then you wonder how long they would look for if she was missing.
That was a great Patrice O'Neal, probably, in my opinion, the top comic ever. That guy was hysterical, and he was naturally funny. When you say to people, Patrice O'Neal could sit in a room with you, and if he went after you, if he decided you were going to be the object of his comedic wit, ooh, it would be ugly. You better be able to hold your own. And it would be natural. He's only going to do it if it's legit. I challenge you to go listen to him. I mean, some of his stuff's very vulgar. But anyway, here's the bigger point about this. Because that is a pervasive feeling in the black community that they look for white girls. You know, these girls go missing. It's, you know, all points bulletin. Let's get the FBI involved. But, you know, if a black girl goes missing, like in Atlanta when all these black girls were getting killed, and there were some dudes, but it was mostly black girls. You know, it took a long time before they finally recognized who did it. And as it turned out, it was a brother who was killing all these black girls. FBI profiled them. They figured it out. But here's what I want to say on this subject, because we always are quick to cry racism. And I don't know why this segment ended up going this way, because it's kind of a hodgepodge. But it is what it is. I don't believe that these stories are racially motivated. When Natalie Holloway disappeared, I don't know what was going on at the time, but here's a bet I'll make you. If you go back and you look at what was happening in the news cycle, you're going to find out some big politico needed that story to catch legs. Somebody in the news manufacturing cycle said, let's make this story bigger than what it is. Michael Brown Jr. is a perfect example. How does a story about a black kid getting himself killed in any city in America end up being national news?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Bad week for Joey Demento and team. Bad few weeks, actually. Oh, you know what? Let's go further. Bad presidency. Fake presidency. Not even a real one. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Just as Biden exited the country with his tail between his legs, and I'm talking about Afghanistan, so too is he going to do with Wu Flu. The public is learning of the lies of this administration, and I, others like me, you, we plan to highlight the additional lies, the ones that they continue to tell. We're going to be talking about that in this particular segment of the program. Now, I've been vocal about these lies because I'm genuinely trying to save lives. People may not believe it. I have the naysayers. Dr. Virgil, who's an idiot leftist who says, oh, you don't know anything, whatever. He's a, I don't know what he practices. He's probably a doctor of monkey diseases or something. He writes me, you're an idiot. You're a moron. That's the only note he puts in there with anything that I post about Wu Flu. Not even saying, Kevin, what you said about ivermectin makes no medical sense. I can at least refute that. But he won't do anything else. He goes, you're an idiot, you know, for what you're saying. That's their argument. You're wrong. Science is right. Science is not right. The data is not right. Nothing they've said is right. I'm going to say this until there's no woo-flu breath left in my lungs. We have this German scientist who commented on how this lie came to be the norm. He did a video that I watched, and he gave these four things that it took for people to finally believe it. And media was a very small part of it. He goes, media can help you perpetuate the lie or propagate the lie, but it's not the main reason. And the four points were, you needed an isolated society. Then he says, you need lack of sense making, the inability for people to just use common sense. He says you need free-floating anxiety and free-floating discontent. And he says if you have those things, he says, and we have those. He goes, you have people that don't know what to be mad about. They need something to connect their anger to. So if you put the right catalyst, if you add the right catalyst to the equation, dope the equation with what you want, they will move their anger to that. Global climate change, get the vaccine. We all need to get the vaccine. And he says it absolutely defies all reason, all rationality, etc. And I thought, man, it was interesting. I think we posted it over at Rumble. Hey, for the record, so we sent out a email to, I don't know, roughly 30,000 people, and it goes out every day. And people say, Kevin, you send out too much stuff. And I feel sorry when I hear that. I feel bad for us because that's the way we make our living. I feel bad for them because I think to myself, we try to do our best to make sure we get you the best stuff. I've already given you guys the numbers. Rumble, it only takes 300 of you watching one of our videos to get it trending. Once it starts trending, it takes off. So the 300 videos, which by the way, probably makes us 2 cents. It maybe goes to 50,000 after that because it gets into the algorithm. That's all it takes. A few hundred people. How many people are my fans? I don't even think of you as fans. I think of you as friends. Hit the buttons. If we send that out, you know, here's what I can tell you. We have 250,000 people in our database. And we have 3,000, roughly 3,400 who the algorithm, our analysis says you are the top clickers. You click everything, you listen to what we say, and we're going to reward you. And some people have even gone further. In the case of Bob and Carol and my buddy Albert and many others, they've donated a lot of money to us. So we're going to automatically include you in some of our stuff that nobody else is going to get to see. And we're looking for people to do recurring support. For example, these 3,500 people roughly that do like everything that we do, if every one of them just said, you know what, Kevin, I'm going to give you $1 a month, that's payroll for one of my people. It's more than payroll for one of my people. You'd be shocked at what some of my folks work for. But the point is, a simple thing to click something, and it doesn't seem like much. 20,000 downloads of this radio show per day is $1,000 to my organization per day. 20,000 downloads. That's it. Look, I've got millions of people out there who've heard my work and love it. And we've got a social media Gestapo who doesn't want to get it out. They don't want me to make... I mean, can you imagine if I was getting 200,000 downloads on this show a day and we were making $10,000 a day? We would be unstoppable. So, you know, I'm just imploring on you to take a look and do that. But we're the ones out there spread, telling these people, look, I tell everybody this, do not believe me when you hear me say stuff. I'm not saying treat me like a liar. I'm saying do your own research. But I'm going to tell you what's in the news, and I'm going to give you my take on what it is. And this German scientist who commented on this thing, he is exactly right as what's happened with this Wu Flu. It's a scam. And let me just tell you, Team Demento is not going to have any other choice but to drop this charade pretty soon. And my hope is that conservative media continues to collectively debunk these lies with the same force, actually with bigger force than the leftist media is pushing them out. And here's another thing. Stop reading their trash. It's poison. When you click a button for CNN or the Huffington Post or whatever, you're rewarding them with something. Look at the title, go do research on it, then jump over to the Daily Caller or jump over to the blacksphere.net or the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Go find it on a conservative post. We're going to tell you what it's about, but we're not going to give you propaganda. Anyway, we're going to run out of time, but I want to play this clip of a woman who substituted. I think she's a Laura. Not Laura Loomer, but Laura Jones or something. She's an investigative reporter. And here's what they found out about Wu Flu and what she reported on Tucker Carlson.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, was established in the 1970s to inspect workplaces and establish standards to prevent industrial accidents. But starting this summer, the Biden administration gave OSHA a new role. Joe Biden told OSHA to start hiding information from the public to promote the COVID vaccine. Until this summer, OSHA required employers to retain records of any worker who suffered a serious side effect from the vaccine. Then in June, OSHA's guidance suddenly changed to this. Quote, OSHA will not enforce federal recording requirements that require any employers to record worker side effects from COVID-19 vaccination. That was a major change, especially since we're still learning so much about these vaccines and their possible side effects. Just hours ago, for example, the Telegraph in Britain reported that, quote, teenage boys are six times more likely to suffer from heart problems from the vaccine than be hospitalized from COVID-19. And in Israel, where more than 80% of adults are vaccinated, COVID cases are spiking. Israel now has one of the world's highest daily infection rates. So what explains that? In his remarks to the nation, Joe Biden didn't answer that. Instead, he put OSHA, the same agency that's been hiding evidence of vaccine side effects, in charge of forcing millions of Americans to take the COVID vaccine. Joe Biden didn't even bother to ask Congress. He said the new mandate is justified because COVID is a, quote, emergency. Then he walked away without taking questions once again. But let's look at the facts. On average, more than 98% of COVID-19 patients in the United States survive. That number is well over 99% for every age group, except for the very elderly, whether they're vaccinated or not.
That girl's name is Laura Logan. Logan, she's an investigative reporter, has an accent, so she's obviously not U.S. born. I don't know where she'd be from, England or somewhere. But anyway, the gist of it is this. OSHA, who was formerly on our side with this, who even said employers who mandate the vaccine could be sued, has now flipped the government. Let me tell you what happened. I guarantee you they went to the OSHA person and said, okay, you want your job? Of course I do. Here's going to be the new narrative. This is what you're going to say to employers. So you can bet you're going to find out you can't sue your employer anymore. OSHA's going to say, no, employees are exempted because it's an emergency and they stop having to report serious conditions. Can you imagine the Occupational Safety and Health Administration that's supposed to be looking at anything that can cause a problem for employees, looking out for the working man, as Democrats like to say, and they flip on it. You don't have to let somebody know, yeah, they got a shot, it had an adverse reaction. Now, we already know that the doctors and nurses are not reporting it in the VAERS system. Your government at work lying to you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.